Here's a thought I'll title Software Updates, Image Updates. And what I'm proposing today is not only a philosophical question, but also a pretty practical one at that. So here's the scenario. You've worked and worked and worked on an image, and you've got it just right. Maybe you've even printed it, and it's hanging in the house, framed, matted, ready for the world to see. And then along comes a software improvement that would allow you to process that image in a dramatically improved way. Not something that's subtle, but something that's really critically important to the image. Do you then go back and reprint that image because you now have enhanced capabilities that you didn't have available to you when you first finished and matted and framed the print? The march of technology does, of course, continue, and this is a practical question because I see it happening over and over and over again. I have a number of images that I like, that I've finished, I've processed, I've included them in Kokoro or chapbooks, or have been finished as large prints. But I was willing to suffer, for example, a little bit of noise. And then Adobe introduces denoise. Now I could go back and completely eliminate the noise from those images. Do I? Should I? The new versions would be better, there's no question about that. And if my objective is to produce the highest quality work I possibly can, wouldn't it make sense to replace those earlier versions with the new and improved versions that I couldn't produce before because I didn't have those technological capabilities? Or there's the dehaze tool. Or there's the whole realm of digital processing versus analog printing. Or what if your printer has a major upgrade and your prints look so much better because of a more advanced ink set, for example, or a higher resolution? Do you go back and reprint? Or are we so excited about the new work that we're doing that we don't take the time to go back and reprint things, even though we know a reprint would make them better? And by the way, a side question about all of this is which print is more valuable in the world of marketing and collecting and selling and all that end of things? The inferior print that's closer to the vintage date when the photograph was originally made, or is the improved print with its more refined processing, more skillful execution of photographic processes, is that the one that's more valuable? Why are vintage prints supposedly more valuable than the optically, visually, artistically better images? Well, setting that one aside, let me return to the basic question. Do you go back and reprint? Well, I think there's every reason to do that, but I think there's also places where we have to draw the line. If I've sold a print, and now I can produce a better one, I'm not going to contact that buyer and say, hey, I can replace that print with a better one. That doesn't make any sense. What does make sense to me is indicating on the print as a part of the provenance when it was printed. It's that business about the three dates that I've talked about earlier. The date you click the shutter, that's an important date because it tells us something about the subject and when it was photographed, places it in history, etc. Then in the digital world, there's the date in which we finished processing the digital file, so we've incorporated all the aesthetic and artistic decisions in that digital file. And then the third date is the date that we actually printed it. Well, if you're using those three dates, then the first date, the capture date, would remain the same. The processing date would improve in the second improved version with the advance of software. And the final date, the date the print was actually made, puts it in relationship to which version of the processed digital file you're using. And for those individuals for whom provenance is an important aspect, I think it makes sense to put all three of those dates on all of our prints. But that still doesn't quite answer the question, what is our aesthetic responsibility to make a new print, an updated print? Well, sometimes maybe it is, in which case you announce it as the second edition, or the new and improved, or version 2, or some indication like that, that this is an improved version. I think there's every reason to do that. But I don't think it's very practical to think that we're going to do that with every single image, every single time there's a new improvement in software that will allow us to do a better version. The evolution of an image during an artist's lifetime is not unknown. Matter of fact, it's probably pretty common. Being clear and precise in our nomenclature and provenance data is not as universal, but I think it should be. And in fact, I think that's particularly important in our generation of photographers because the technology is changing so rapidly right before our eyes.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.